know y'all have been shooting well all year, but when you have a day where you shoot 64.5%, that's got to be coach happy.
Well, we were. I thought we were really offensively. I do think our guys were really, really playing well, but I just think you got to give so much credit to Texas A&M, the way they just kept fighting, staying in it, and they shot the ball well. You know, we had a hard time with them, really, defensively, and I think Billy Kennedy is, I mean, what can you say about him? I mean, you know, two back-to-back Sweet 16s, and he's had to really remake his team. But for them to fight the way they fought tonight and work the way they work, again, they made us work for it. They really did, and they shot the ball extremely well. We've got to get better with our ball screen defense, but offensively, I'm not sure we can be any more efficient, to be honest with you.
What can you say about Jordan Bone tonight? You know, he has nights like this. Are you even surprised by him anymore?
No, you could tell he was had really commanded what he wanted to do out there. I thought he was really good. I mean, when they went from man to zone, that's where he's improved, where he recognized it. He knew exactly what he wanted to go to the first time. And he called a play, and actually their bench called it out too. But instead of doing what we do most of the time, he went to the second option first. And that's where, you know, he's really seeing it the way you want him to see it. But he's definitely – I just think he's more comfortable with what he's doing.
Texas A&M was able to hang around for quite a while in the second half. What was the key for y'all finally being able to pull away?
Well, you know, they were really causing a lot of problem with T.J. Starks getting down the lane. And in the last probably 7 minutes, we just decided to just take him out and make somebody else make a play. And that's really what we did there in the last part. We tried some different coverages with the our ball screen defense, and they did such a good job of getting in there. And, you know, we were coming into this game, we wanted to keep them from getting downhill, but they were kicking out. He made some terrific passes. All of them did where they hit threes. And some of them were open. Some of them we got a hand up. But again, you got to give them credit for their offensive execution because they were putting some of those passes right on the money and making it hard for a guy that was helping to recover, hard to get back to where he could recover.
Do you continue to be bothered by some of the defensive streaks there where opponents kind of get a lot of baskets and overlooks?
Yeah, I mean, it bothers, but I think you got to give credit to your opponent sometime too. I mean, we're not going to shut anybody out. I mean, as much as I like to do that, as much as I like to – you know, make shots difficult at times. We did, but when we came over to really try to make some plays on the ball, their inside guys really impressed me with how hard they play in their first, second, and even a third jump sometimes. But again, you got to give the other team credit when they play the way they play and they do what they do. I mean, you got to really give them credit. They did a good job, obviously, of keeping us off the foul line. That was something that was important. They weren't going to foul us. And they had a little something to do with us being able to get some good looks at it. But their offense, Billy does got some really good schemes. And when they're executing the way they did tonight, they're a tough team to defend.
When did you know you'd have Bowden back? And is it safe to say he's back to himself?
Well, after our game with South Carolina, we were tired. There's no doubt about it. After those three games in 6 days and with all the media, it was – We actually basically took, I'd say, almost 2 days off with it. And he was able to get those 2 days and the game on Wednesday night. We played South or Tuesday night. And we didn't do a whole lot with him in practice yesterday. But today we had a good shoot around. And you could tell he was feeling good about it. And he told us he was ready to go with it.
Been a while since you had a team on the road start 12-14 like you guys did tonight.
Yeah, but you know what? We've had a couple games like that, and we've turned around and let teams back in it. I just sometimes as a coach, when you start out like that, making shots, you're wondering if, you know, you're making shots as opposed to really running good offense. And then what happens is we settle for some threes that were not very good. And when we had the lead, I can think of three threes right now that weren't very good shots because of what we want to do as a team. We just settled, and that's what happens sometimes when you get out to an early lead and everybody gets a little bit too comfortable, and then they were able to take advantage of it and get themselves back in the game.
You talked about some of those plays from Bone. Was one of those tonight late in the game, I think it was a two-point game, looked like you're trying to post up Grant, but wasn't there, and he shot a three and made that. Was that one of those plays you're talking about?
I think they're understanding that. If everybody wants to put attention, I mean, you look at our stat sheet. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys in double figures, and every one of those guys, if I'm not mistaken, at some point in time in their career, have all gone over 20 points. And I think they understand that. You know, we're not going to force it. You know, we actually did in the first half where we threw it out of bounds, trying to get it to Grant, and we said we don't have to do that. We've got too many options to try to lock in on one. And again, we're best when we're just moving the ball and guys are taking good shots.
What does it mean to you to get 16 in a row, a school record, and also at 20-year-old stomping grounds as well?
Well, is that a school record?
Yes.
Okay. Again, I think that you got to give credit to these guys. I think, and the guys and my coaching staff, they're tremendous. But these guys have worked hard, and you know they, you know, you go back 4 years ago with Admiral and Lamonte was sitting out that year, but Admiral and Kyle, we lost, what, 19 games, right?
16.
Six, somewhere like that. So it's a big turnaround in 4 years when you think about it. And, you know, I just, again, these guys have worked hard, but they've really become a team. I mean, if you could have been in the huddle the last 7 minutes, I didn't have to say a word. Jordan Bone, with everything that I wanted to say, he was saying. And, talking about, you know, time and score. Now we got to protect the ball. I mean, it was really neat, to be honest with you, because, I mean, that's a guy that the guys that have watched us since he's been here wouldn't do that. But you could just see his command and how much respect the guys have for him now. But as a team, I think these guys really, truly respect each other. They know that we are where we are because of we're a team, and we're not counting on, even though Grant and Admiral gets a lot of attention, these guys know that there's more to this team than that. And so I'm happy for them to do that. I really am. But they know, you know, this time of year, everybody starts talking about Final Fours, NCAA tournaments and all that. You look at our schedule. I don't know how anybody could ever think we get even thinking like that, because we come back Tuesday with Missouri and then but then you look at the schedule from there. I know we got Kentucky twice still. We got LSU. I mean, it's brutal. And so the main thing, and I think these guys are starting to understand, is how we've got to stay focused. And they came in here truly respecting Texas A&M. I don't care about their record. As a coaching staff, you know, we respect this staff as much as anybody in this league. And I knew that Billy and his staff would have these guys ready to play regardless, because there's not going to be any quitting him and not in his team. But kind of the way we played tonight over the last couple of weeks, we've been in games like this. And but the last 7 minutes in the huddle, it was neat watching how those guys were talking to each other.
One more.
You brought in a lot of good teams and players to here, you know, with Durant and with Texas. Is this your best team, you believe?
Well, you know, the team that went to the Final Four at Texas is a pretty good team. You know, that was a pretty good team. And again, it's hard as a coach to say what's your best team until it's put in the book from start to finish. And we've had some good teams here. You know, we have. We've had some good basketball teams. But I would like to think that this team's best basketball is ahead of them. I believe it can be. I do think they understand that, again, we've got to continue to get better. But so at this point in time, that's hard to say. But this has been a fun group of guys to coach. It's been a fun group of guys to watch how they've matured together. They've grown up together. But they still know they've got work to do, and we all do.
Coach, thank you.
All right, thank you, guys.